organizer ko mati pilya si madrum jabra ini usak put alang ok sa aksa birok jabra ngalan alang wa ni sepulung amiluak sait makoy liok kakamati mau nga takayo sinana tat kamungalan asi uwa land claim salon ma anak ukaw tiyatiyot 1991 yukpan ata nagiganya anay blugo iyok ta sama ikuti kaktuak isumamisun awlala sinayaktok tunilya sa gawit ikuti ni asli ubang atam na isumati ikap kuli tunuk kahit ko yung mga itikalawat ka Inuit, nunaksa, nunabun man na. Simila kong isiwo, nalawa kami unik. Ang alam nga niya ay put, at ang naksimalag niya akadigot. Dahil na, piaksiswa ko pta. Nunakput, kaysa kaya aksiyup tigo, nalawa kami unik. Sule, ukaw ti migadiyot. Ukaw ti migadiyot. Tunilya niya ni Uluwit, Inuit, ilangit tunisisuktuat, manikauktuat, pikpata. Agalan, ubang atam na nakuangit kira. Yunay abe kakpot, tayo mga kangaking unayip tignin, taman na nuna. Takayo sinya, nagayot ipayaw rangit at akuluwit. Yunay ako tigib uluwit. Tayo na pinukuramit siya nakatugot. Agalan inyo ko na yung mission. Awala ko. Proyekto. Asiwa Regional Corporation. Pimman. Wakanay sa mata. Ang alat kaksim matigit nuna kirabot tamat ko. Nuna kerakap kak tegut, nuna kagurat kenyanganik. Nuna samna ata api galuan aku, tenna kabo mapta sabau tinirati. Asi, kau pernah isabut sama tkuah sekarang ini baru tidak utik kakamik. Wakana isegini lukamik. Eka yoktik na iliungarik. Hasi tabla piglasin mata, magmabag. Ukrum matuma pakitangata, nunapte jangani kabanin wasla ume. Manisa aksin magit piglasin bilutik. Aktok lang yung aksin bilutik sumik. Inyunik put. Ito aksila aklo, bigat.
Po, sir, di may akira kang na.
Oo.
Okay.
Pilyo. Inyuni anak po, nakuksila aklo, pilya si pilyo. Pagmapag. Inyuni anak tinginin, tayo mani. Nakuksik pagtok, pagmabag kakanak si payahtok. Maninyak to kalik lutik, inuit, sa bakla kailibulugo. Igilug ranginik, ಇತ್ಯಾಭಿಯುತಿಕ್ ಕೌಶಲೈಕ್ಯವೂ ತುವನಿ ಇನ್ಯೂನೇ ಅನಕ್ ಪುಟ ಆಶೀತವೃಷ್ಟಿ ಪಯ್ಯ ಹಲವು ನ್ಯೂಲ್ಯುಟ ಉಕ್ರೋಲೋಮಿ ಇನ್ಯೂನೇ ಅಹುಟ ನಾಸ್ಮಿಗಳು ಉತ್ಕಾವಿನ್ಯು ಇನ್ಯೂನೇ ಅಹುಟಿ ಸಿಗಲಗನೆಯಾತ್ ಇನ್ಯು ಗುರು ಇನ್ಯೂನೇ ಹಕ್ತ ಉಮನಿ ಉಲೋನಗಮಿಸಲಿ ತನ್ನ ಸಹನಾಕ್ಷಿ ಪಯಾಮಿಯೋ ಅಗ್ರಾನ್ ಇಸುಮಕಮಲಿ ಇವಂಗ ಅಂಗುಣೇ ಆನಿವು ತಮತ್ಕುವ ಮನ್ನ ಸಪ್ಸನ್ನುವು ಉವನೆ ನುನವರಾಗುವು ಇನ್ನುಗೂತಿ ಕಾಹುತ ನಿಕ್ಕಪೇಯ ನಿಕ್ತೈಮಂಗ ಖಂಗನ್ನು ಕೊಟ್ಪೇಯಾರು ಕಪ್ತ ನುಟ್ ಕಾಹ್ತಿತ್ ಕುಯುವಂಗಿತ್ಕಿಗ ತನ್ನಪ್ತಿಗಿನು ಅತೌತ್ಯಮೂಲುತ ನೋಸ್ಲೌಮಿ ಪಯಾಹ್ತೋಗು ಅವಲ್ಲಿ ಉಲ್ಲು ಅಕ್ಕು ಐನು ಪಯಾಹತಿವು ತಪಗೈಲುತ ಅಕಲೀಯ ಸುಕ್ತಕರ ಆಗಿವು ಖನು ಖುಜೆಯೋನೆ ಅಗಸಿಕ್ ಪತಿಗಿ ನಿತಗಿಕ್ಕವು ತಮತ್ವ ಎಕಲುವಿ ಸುತ್ತು ತಿಗ್ಮೇತ್ ತಾಯಂ ನಿಗಳುತ್ತಿಂಗಿ ಅಕಲ್ಯ ಸಕ್ತಿರ ಆಯುಗು ತೈನವ ಇಸಗುತಿಗಪ್ತ ಖಂಗ ತನಿಕ್ತು ನುನೇ ಇನ್ಯೂನೇಯಾನ ಅಗಲಿ ಸಕಾಲಕ್ತು ಅಗಲಿ ಸಕಾಲಕ್ಷರು ಇನ್ಯುಪಯಾನಿ ಇನ್ಯೂನೇಯಾನಿಪ್ತಿಗಿನಿ ಉವಗು ಉತುಕ್ಕನಾಗುರು ನುಮೂನ್ಯಹತ ಉಕೀತು ಆಮ ನಿಜಂಗಕ್ತುಕ್ತು ಸಿಗುತ್ ಇನ್ಯುವಯಕ್ ಸಿನ್ಮುನ್ ಇಗಲಗಮನ್ಯಾಯಿತ್ತುಗುತ್ ಆಸಿ ಇಲಿಸಿಮರು ಆಸಿ ಇಲಿಫ್ಸಿ ನಿಂಗಫ್ಸಿ ತಮ್ರದ ತುಷಾರಖಲಂಗಿ ಕಾವುಕುಲೈಕ್ಕವೂದ್ ಮಕೋ ಕವಮಾಯ್ಕವೂದ್ ಒಕೋಟಿ ರಕ್ಷರ ಆಯಿಸಿ ಇಲ್ಲವಾಟು ಇಲ್ಲತ್ ಕೊಡುವ ಜಯಮನೆ ಇನ್ಯೂನೆ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ ಉತುಕ್ಕನಾತ್ ಇನ್ಯೂಲುಗುರು ಕಮನಹ್ತು ತಬ್ರ ಅಬುವಾವರಣಿ ಕುಣ ಇನ್ಯು ಕಾವ್ಲಾನೆಯಾಮಿ ತಂಗು ಕತ್ಕಾಲಿ ತಮೋತ್ ಇಲ್ಲು ಹಸಿಬಿಡುವಿತ್ ಅಬು ಉಹ್ಲುವಿತ್ ನಿಖೆ ಉಹ್ಲು ತಬ್ರತವಾಡು ತಕೋತವಾಡು ಸಿರುಳುವಿತ್ತು ಉನ್ನಾಗು ತಿಕ್ಕರಾಯ್ತು ತದು ಊರತ್ಕ ತಮರ ಉಲ್ಲಕಮಿ ಸಿನಿಕ್ತಾಯಾಮಿಕ್ಕಾಯಾ ತಮತ್ಕುವ ತವರ ಉಖರುಗಳು ನಿಕಪಿ ಅವರಲ್ಲ ಅಬುಗುವ ತಕೋತಗಳು ಕನೋಟಿ ಟೈಮ್ಯೂಲುಗಳ ಆಯ್ವ ಹಸಿ ಇವಗುತ್ ಪಗಮಪಕ್ ಟೈನ್ನ ಪಿಂಗಿ ಹಸಿಗುತ್ ಅವರಲ್ಲಾನೆ ಆಪ್ತ ಸುನಪಯ್ಯ ಇದು ಹಸಿ ಪುಲು ನ್ಯೂಲಗ ನ್ಯೂ ಕಡಗಾತಿಗುತ್ ಸಿತು ಅಪ್ಪನಿಗುಟ ಇನ್ನುವಂಗಿಚ್ಚುವನಿ ಸುನ ಮನೆ ಕಾರಣೆ ಆಗ್ತ ತಿಳ ಶಿವಲಿಗೂ ಉಮ್ಮೆಯ ಕೆಲವ ಕಣತು ನಗೆ ಸುತಿಗಲವ ಮತ ಕಮುಟಿ ಸುತ್ ಕಗಾಲ ಸುಟ್ ಮಗಮ ಪಕ್ ಅಗಲಾನ್ ತಾಮ್ನ ಇನ್ಯೂನೇ ಆನಕ್ಪುಟ್ ಇನ್ನು ಪಿಯಾನೆ ಇಪಿಗಾವುಲುಗು ಉಮ ಇಸು ಮಹಂಗಿತ್ತುವಲೆ ನಿಕಪಿ ಅಷ್ಟುಲ್ಲತು ಬುಡುವ ಇನ್ನು ಪಿ ಅಷ್ಟನೆ ಕರು ಸಿಗಿಂಗ ಬಿಡುವಿ ತಿಪ್ಪಯ್ಯ ಹಲವ ಆಮದ ನಿಗಲ್ಯ ಬಿಡುವಿ ತವರಿಲಿ ಸತ್ಕಲೆ ಅತು ಹೊಡುವಿತ್ ಇನ್ನೂ ಬಿಡುವ ikayutin ko na rawat awan mo. Suna, iso ang isakpot, inupero uluta. Tikiutik pa, kamamakta, ang alam niya tiyon. Kasi sumik, alamik, ukapanggukra, ito nga ubuwa, inuit, iso ka Tablungan, mga kalalaki mga walubas.
Can we do it later? We could do it tomorrow, I suppose. How long will the translation take?
5 minutes.
Did I even want to do that?
Okay, if you can do it in 5 minutes, why not?
Okay, yeah, why not?
I'm just going to summarize it. I am Waldo Botfish, member of the History, Culture, Language Commission. I wanted to talk about my hometown, Wainwright. I'm going to relate what I experienced. My parents brought me to Wainwright when I was a child. I essentially grew up in Wainwright beginning from 10 years of age. The coastal areas all the way to Wainwright was populated then. Ataniq, Pingusuguruk, Kilamitarvik, Inyukulimut, and Kayaksarvik all the way, and they used to hunt walrus and other sea animals along the coastal towns. What I can remember, the Wainwright people used to store their food in ice cellars, and they had to dig underground, so that's how they stored game. They also traveled inland to fish in the summer times. And when I first went there, there were about 1,500, population of 1,500. And they had real houses with big porches and katalik. And within those porches, they also had a cooking area and a storage area. They did not have any heating utensils within the house, and the only heating utensil or equipment that they used was a stone lamp for warmth. And in the porch there was a cooking area. What I could remember, I saw two houses with katak. The Wainwright people, before they moved on to Wainwright, used to live in Kilamitarvik. And during the time of the commercial whaling, they learned how to use the alcohol, and the usage of alcohol was abused. So the rest of the residents of Kilamitarvik moved on into Wainwright. When we were living in Wainwright, we used to have visitors from Barrow, Kayak, Sarvik, and other places. And when the food was so scarce, they used to go to a big lagoon because of the abundance of smell. And this would be after the trapping season in the springtime. While I was growing up, life was very hard for us in Wainwright. There were some winters that some people would have a hard time surviving because there would not be any game to be found, no caribou, but they did have reindeer. I went on into Wainwright around 1918 when reindeer herding had started. The money at that time that they had was in the form of foxes. There were no stores there, and they would travel to Barrow to purchase items. In the summer, the people who did not go to Barrow to buy westernized items would buy from the whaling boats. I had not been in Wainwright very long. My parents had relatives in Kayaksarvik, and so my adopted father wanted a steady income in the form of foxes, so they moved to Kayaksarvik. We had lived in Barrow for a little while before moving to Wainwright, then from Wainwright to Kayaksarvik, after my adopted father bought a boat. There were more people, residents in Khayarzervik than in Wainwright. And we lived on the coast and hunted sea animals. That was our life. As for the land claims, which we are now living in, or before the land claims, just before the land claims, we used coal for heat. And so many homes within the North Slope area use coal. The outlying villages used to go to Wainwright to gather coal. Since coal was plentiful in Wainwright, we had no trouble getting heating energy such as coal. From in 1920, we moved from Khayarzervik to Wainwright. And so on the other side of Khayarzervik, we reindeer herded on the, there were three corrals, and they were called number one, number two, and number three. And there were no caribou at that time in Wainwright, only reindeer. Again, he stated that there were some hardships that they experienced in the scarcity of food, and so they had to travel inland to go and hunt for caribou. And the caribou that they caught, if they had more than enough, they would sell the rest of the caribou to the needy or trade it off. Since the Land Claims Act was in the process of organizing, our life has started changing rapidly. The Land Claims Act regulates us that in 1991, we will no longer have overruling authority so shears can be sold. My thought on that is that I do not want the shears to be given to individuals, because if they are taken, then the white man will control our lands. We won't own any of them then. And if our shares are sold, then we have to also remember, on the other hand, that we survive on our land, we hunt on it, we survive because of our land.
And when the regional corporations were formed, we found out that the only parcel of land that we had was now what our house stood on, only the surface area, not the subsurface area. That is how our government worked for us. At first, the corporations had difficulty in the beginning, but then with the development of the oil rigs in the Prudhoe Bay area, then there, after the income from that was gotten, then their operations got smoother and their revenue started coming in. Now we have new houses, you have natural grass here in Barrow, and life is no longer so hard. And also life is much easier in Wainwright. Concerning the subsistence areas upon which we get our food, I do not want it to stop. With the participation and cooperation of our fellow Inupiat from the different regions, we must band together to oppose any kind of legislation or any action that is ever brought about to restrict our subsistence way of life. We, the older generation, should speak out, telling them, informing them of how to safeguard what is valuable to the Inupiat. People at that time long ago were hardy and were able to survive with very little. It is said that they had no camp stoves, they only had meat and oil, seal oil. Life is no longer like that. Nowadays we are fully prepared with provisions, but our way of life should not be taken lightly and discarded. We must continue to keep our way of life And we all enjoy, especially he enjoys eating Inupiaq food, and this is the why the Inupiaq people must fight together to oppose any kind of restriction upon the use of the land as a subsistence way of life.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Bodfish. Well, I think we had better turn the meeting back to Ron Brower. I want to thank those of you who testified and to remind you that we are going to hear members of the general public tonight in the old high school library at 7:30, and then I believe we will resume the hearings tomorrow whenever that's convenient. So thank you all for testifying today. Do you want to sit here, Ron? Can you use this mic?
Thank you, Justice Berger. Sa magok anak po 7:30 ng open library public hearing mo ng malugo inyo pa yah na laktuak tuak at kanilo uwanilo tamo ng ayuwa ka. Sa ma anak po ka putok ka na gurwasi sulong ako kofsi at sa ma anak po sulong ako bisa ka niya kusi uwanil Nalak tuwa ako kufse ikani library me naga ilasi kiningay tasi isakat tao kufse tama anak pag bibigla ka kani ako tasi aglan inyo nalak tuwa ako radio ko anak pag ukalag ako wasile bibigla ka ngafse umuna ukarag ng agun Alaska Native Review Commission. Amake tokalugirase ta anitase uvona cooperation tegon naga nunapte gile kaningagon uma savanganun akisune akto ase tamna uvoni uvlume kasi manek put tafrunga lalaglu nige naksigati go du kam kukit itkanaxit tafrunga ariulag nekto.
Test, test, test. Okay? Okay. This is judge's microphone, translator's microphone, and speaker's microphone.
Excuse for not beginning.
But you got here, I have a lot to say. I can tell you from the substance.
So we should start now?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should start. Well, good evening. My name is Tom Berger, and this is the Alaska Native Review Commission. I won't go on at any length about why I'm here and what we're doing, except to say that the commission was established by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference to review the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971. And that's what I've been doing. We began a series of meetings in villages and towns all over Alaska 6 months ago. We started out at Emonik and Tununik in the Bethel region, and we have been to many regions of Alaska, and altogether we've been to 25 villages and towns to hear what Alaska Natives and other Alaskans have to say about ANCSA. And the meetings have usually been well attended, and the people have been eager to participate. In fact, over 550 people have given testimony at these meetings, and speaking for myself, I have learned a great deal. And we started our hearings in Barrow today. We were invited to the Elders Conference, and the Elders Conference devoted its whole day to hearings, and we were able to have many of the elders speak today about the history of this region, the struggle for land claims, the concerns that they have about the land and subsistence, questions relating to the sale of shares, taxation of land, the right of children born since 1971 to participate in the settlement, and so on. And we appreciate that. I think I should also say that the meetings here in Barrow this week have been organized by Eileen McLean, who is working with our commission, and I think everyone knows Eileen. Jim Sykes is with me. He is the sound man, and we are taking down in writing, we're taking down in tape everything that is said, and it will be transcribed, and the transcripts are available and are deposited at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks, and I know some of the universities and school districts are already ordering copies of those transcripts. When I've completed my journeys around the state in the early in the new year, I'll be writing a report based on what people have said at these meetings, based on the testimony of the people who've been testifying at the hearings. And that report will go to the ICC, the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, but they have agreed it will be made public. And in fact, I have promised to send copies to all of the Alaska Native organizations, the regional and village corporations, the traditional governments and the IRA governments, and of course to everybody who testifies at these hearings. So I think that I've said enough. Anybody who's been listening to the radio here in Barrow the last couple of days must be tired of the sound of my voice, so I think I had better stop and make it clear we're open for business. Edna McLean is translating for us tonight.
Alaska menu inyo kangin yin tap to moon Alaska Native Settlement Act kun. Tanya kak to tap ko Alaska Native Review. Tam nago uvogok 6 months kangin yin tok Alaska me kukilihuni ten na Alaska menu kangin yin to sa yuahan ni tap to moon. Isagutiruaruk emanir me tununir me lutan and let you pick it nunani. Asigok pang mapak inyong natalimat, nunakit nyo aning arot, tusayiwa ako ting inyong nin. Nunakit nyo matagok, tavra inyuit inyuyagurot, ukakayak tuat. Ukakamalakururgok, nunakit nyo mata. Sigo pang mapagsama si pitluit, 550 inyuit ukangarot, tusayiwa ako titluit. Ilitsik pangarugok, asigo ko ba ulupag isaguri saktuak to sa iwak sa honeli ut kaving miunin utok kanat kasi maruani ulupag tawa na atlugo utok kananin to sa iwak tugot asia collector to du kanad mani kanga inyu ne animing nik utkaving ni North Slope milo asi suli collector arrive suli te mani isa ko di sa kama tam na land claims sira kinikting tam na kasere mevligo asiguro va kasere mirang suli tamat ko ningi creating tap to moon Alaska Native land claims tigon asi suli kasere mevligo tax sira nikrang tamat tumanunam asi suli kasere mevligo mehlek to 1971 kange nikpan ani ngarwa tap ko kanogli tap to mani makpirami Alaska Native Settlement Act me pingatilangin nik asiguro wa mani utkaving ni tamna kasi man ni Eileen McLean gum savari ra asisuli ikayok tika kami yok Jim Sykes mik take tapik tinga asiguro sa ma ukalang ni payat tape mun ilinya right asi aglagluit aglani kumising university me tatpamani Fairbanks me inyaktut sama siguro na chen ikumi yuwin ni yuwito wa Alaska me na chen ikumi go sa makpirari ni aktok asitam na nan ngarak makpira kailigo ICC kunun tap ko ki sa wakrin ngagat asi natpan tap ko sa ICC kut Inuit Circumpolar Conference kut tuyuga yuminyane agait cooperation nun tamat kunung alo IRA nun asi suli kangapak nunakini atana raun nga ruanun. Asi suli gok tujuki ni amigay pikirangin nigli inuit mani ukalala ruat.
Might I just thank the North Slope Borough and the History, Language and Culture Commission for the assistance given in making the commission's visit to Barrow possible. And may I also thank ASRC and UIC for the assistance they have given the commission in coming to Barrow for these meetings. We will be meeting tomorrow night at 7:30 at the North Slope Borough Assembly Room, and we will make ourselves available tomorrow night and again on Thursday night at the North Slope Borough Assembly Room for others who may wish to come and testify. And I know the interest has been widespread throughout the state. I think that Eileen McLean invited some of you, especially tonight, to speak. Oliver Levitt of ASRC and representatives of Alaska Legal Services who agreed to come and discuss allotments, a subject that comes up at every meeting, I can tell you, and about which I'm looking forward to being greatly enlightened this evening. Any others that... Oh, Marie. And Marie... is here for the mayor of the city.
Koyinao kegur North Slope Board good. Tapko sibuni oktarot taimani inyupet inyuni aningi sigullo ukausingi sigullo asisuli agulagtigon sibuni oktarot North Slope Board mit ikayog mata manna kasimanek kasi malasip kaksahalwi jut kaya vini asi suli ko kuya na akong mige ASRC kud UIC kud lo tap ko ikayok miro at mao nga kasi mayak sa mata sa mago ka uvla ko 7:30 ngok pan kana ni North Slope Borough Assembly Room mi sa yugap sa ani akto asi suli si samik pata na kami suli 7:30 ngok pan te kana ni sa ani amyok asi ko kuba Alin McLean gum ay waktu nga guys sa ilangit mani to at ako pag inuit dahilak lugo va Oliver Levitt ASRC kunin asisuli Michael Jeffries Deverly Alaska Legal Services ni sa wak tam nang ilak oh judge now oh judge muro oh tat tunuan ito ako ba Lunga Tap to Manili Savakdaro, Alaska Legal Services Kunni, Asisuli Maria Adams Kumliva, Maya Rock, Utka Avenue, Pisaximaga. I mean, Inang Yaksahlu, Maya Rock, Utka Avenue.
Honorable Justice Berger, I didn't realize I was going to be here this evening, and Mr. Adams sends his apologies in where he's in a borough assembly meeting, and he'd like to repeal one of the ordinances. That's why he's down there, so, and he knows it's very important to be here. Sales and use tax. I am honored to be here. As you must have heard so many times in all your hearings, that we were incorporated about in July of 72, the same time that the borough was. And I think, just to not go back in history and reinvent the wheel again, Arctic Slope's uniqueness was that Prudhoe Bay was found, and that made us very hard fighters in the land claims, and we were one of the driving forces as a group. We had some dynamic leaders at that time, and at the same time we were striving for in creating a borough, and we knew that education was one of the very highlights that we knew that the borough could present for the native people. And Claims Act had already been passed in December 18th of 1971. Why, by 1972, the same group that was after the land claims was also pursuing the borough, wanting to be able to tax it under purposes for education, zoning, and what was the other one? Well, anyway, there were three basic things, but we have gotten into in starting the borough off. Why the regional corporation did not want to have to try to use its native association in trying to implement the social factor on the side of where the other regional corporations have some very strong native associations. Our native association is used basically to get federal funding for the borough, because the borough is a subsidiary, in effect, of the state. And so when there are Indian health and Indian education, Indian housing that are available from Congress, we have contracted those as a native association to the borough. And not wanting to duplicate in any of these sort of things, why our native association, in effect, has stayed pretty dormant. But there's also another organization that was provided and created, was the Arctic Slope Native Association, put together, was what was called the ICAS, which has done the work, in effect, of that sort of same thing, which is a federally recognized tribal group. But not to get away from what Arctic Slope is doing. Arctic Slope, because it was mandated by Congress as a business for profit corporation, have stayed in that mainstream and have stayed away from the social structures and the social activities. Although we as an organization have provided funding at times when our native cultural groups needed funding in terms of sending out Eskimo dancers, sending out kids to camps and that sort of stuff. But our main purpose have been setting up businesses and subsidiaries throughout the North Slope. We have done a tremendous amount of work in the North Slope. We have created small hotels to very large construction companies, to ventures in drilling rigs, school busing. Matter of fact, we own something like over 200 buses around the state because we do a lot of school busing. And that's made, and that's because we are in the business of making money. There's been years where we've lost money. But there's been years where we've made a goodly amount of money. I think our biggest struggle has been, and as a regional corporation, because we were first probably in getting most of our land. We have most of our land entitlement. I think we were the first in getting large conveyances of land. And therefore, to even to select the right type of lands or something with some economic value, we had to go out before we even selected lands to start contracting, where we had 15 million acres of land to select 5 million or 4.5 million acres. We went to energy companies and asked, would you tell us where to select this land, because we'd like to set up where we have some intelligence. We're going to be out there for business for profit, and at the same time, we wanted to protect our subsistence way of life, and it was very difficult. I mean, you wouldn't want to repeat some of the things that we said among each other to, because of a particular area that was so strong in subsistence, and another area that says, well, we've got to do something. So we went out and did a lot of contracting, plus in each one of the villages in the land selections areas, where our land director at the time was Jacob Adams, each village had a land selections committee. They worked out in their village lands and how to pick what areas that they used most. But we couldn't only just pick village lands. We said, well, how about larger area? Arctic Slope has areas where we were limited, not close to the villages. We had to go outside of NPRA, out of the wildlife refuge, and the size of NPRA, the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. We were precluded from selecting lands within the petroleum reserve, so we had to go outside. And there was, the wildlife refuge at the time was 9 million acres. We couldn't select lands in there. We couldn't select any of the state lands. And so the difficulty was selecting in lieu lands and having to select much further away than what we were used to. So we selected some lands around in the Western Arctic and South Central Arctic, east of Anaktuvik Pass area, of Anaktuvik Pass area. And right now, I think the regional corporation owns in hand of interim conveyances of 4.6 million acres. And probably 3/4 of that have been leased. And once you get into that, why, the difficulty comes in what is called 7I. I think everybody has understood. You can get laughs out here because they know the struggles we've gone through. Even our village corporations wanted a piece of the pie. Of course, everybody gets a piece of the pie, but the smaller you get, the smaller your portion is. And because we were first in making these deals, we were the first that the other regional corporations came after. So we were in litigations for 6 years among each other, 7 years, I think, and then we finally, among the 12 regions, have signed a 7I agreement, something that we could all live with. I don't think there was one region that was happy with it, and I think that's probably why it's a good good settlement. Not everybody got what they wanted. We certainly didn't get what we wanted. We were rather beaten badly, but it's something that you can look at and plan around, just like tax planning. It's no different. I don't look at it in any different form than that. Because there are ways around, and in good tax planning, there are good ways around good 7I planning. And although that we did not always agree, we did hammer out an agreement. And one of the things about the 12 regions, I think, that is noteworthy is that we have fought and fought hard against each other. But as soon as there was an issue within the state legislature or the United States Congress, we could appear before them as a united group through what was called the Alaska Federation of Natives. And although that we were in court battles and spent millions of dollars among each other in fighting in what our different philosophies were, well, we could always get together. We have made great strides, I think, in amending ANCSA. What is called the Alaska National Interest Lands. That thing is probably about 450 pages, and probably about 250 of them are